Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts.
Hello. Today, I'm going to say back by popular demand. I'm not sure it was super popular, but we had a lot of questions for Ask the Superintendent. So kind of posted that again and got some really good questions
that
I think we're going to go through today. So
yes.
KP, if you would like to go ahead and start the questions.
So this round, we asked the community and our employees.
Okay, great.
So we have a kind of a mix. Big popular question, can we bring back the in-school libraries, especially at the elementaries?
So that question has been brought up quite a bit lately about libraries and the elimination of libraries in Washington Local. So this is our fourth year that we, at the elementary buildings, traded out the library space for STEM. And again, if you see anything on our posts or if you're looking or if you have a child in the elementary, you know how amazing STEM is for our kids.
So important.
So that STEM space has been phenomenal. What we I think at the time when that happened, the goal was STEM really needed a space to do the activities. But libraries, getting books in kids' hands, can happen in a lot of different ways. So the space at elementaries, and we are full. There's not empty rooms in our buildings. If you've walked through our halls, every space is used. But we are still getting books in kids' hands. In 2026, when the new middle school opens, our sixth grade classes will go to the middle school. So some buildings may have some space at that time. And if they certainly want to house books in a room and the room is there, there's nothing prohibiting that from happening. But we do get books in kids' hands, and that's the important thing. And I kind of had a little list of items, you know, the curriculum director and I have talked quite a bit about this, but a lot of those books went to classrooms. So there's classroom libraries in all of our buildings. We have interactive read-alouds, picture, perfect science, which is books. We have decodable libraries. We have library sets. We have volunteer programs in some schools where they come in and read and kids can pick out books. We have book clubs. We have book choice. We have book giveaways. We have Title I reading nights. So we do so much to get books in kids' hands.
For sure.
And that, as a superintendent, is my goal. Would it be in a perfect world where we could have STEM and libraries and all the things in our district? Absolutely. But you do have to look at space and fiscal responsibility. And right now, we can still get books in kids' hands and have our wonderful STEM program.
And it's really cool. When you walk through our elementaries, kids are reading. They're sitting in the cubby spaces in our new buildings. We have book vending machines.
Yes.
I mean, kids have books in their hands all the time when we're in our buildings. I understand the comfort of a space that is called the library, because I think a lot of people hold those memories personally as really positive.
Yes.
But you are absolutely right. They are reading.
I also had the privilege of going to the community meeting for the new library that's being put in down on Alexis, which I'm really excited about. And then they asked me to be part of a smaller group when I was on a panel this week. So I love that they're getting input from the district on how we can be better partners. So that is just another resource that I think we will see our partnership and kids reading and that continue to grow. So very excited about that new library how we can partner.
And that is going to be such a beautiful space that they are working on. I cannot wait until that is finished.
Yes.
So another question, a lot of questions about wellness time. So the second recess, has it outgrown its usefulness? Is it disruptive to kids? Children should, you know, focus on schoolwork, not quote unquote recess. So how would you respond to that? And what do you think about our wellness time and how it's used?
So again, we started wellness time. It was probably, and I hate to try to date this COVID, but after COVID, when kids came back to school, we just talked about, and if you've been in education a long time, we used to call them brain gym activities and brain breaks. And every teacher's done those.
Yep.
So what we did at the elementaries was basically just say everybody needed a wellness time. And it's a 10 to 15 minute break that you can do something that's not school related. Sometimes it is a recess.
Right.
Some kids, I've seen yoga happening in class.
Yeah.
I've seen kids playing the good old heads up, seven up kind of games. There's kids that sometimes just draw it or color. That's their brain break.
Yep.
So games, it doesn't matter what the activity is, but there's a wellness break. So I think that's good for kids. It's good for adults. So I don't see a wellness break going away. A lot of times they try to look at, so in elementary, if I have a special or an elective in the morning, my wellness break is in the afternoon or vice versa. So kids get a kind of a morning little break.
Right.
And they obviously get up and move during the lunch and recess, but it's just another break for them during the day. So I do think it's good for kids. Yeah. And I think that will stay in our district because it is a healthy thing to do for our children.
And it's good for all kids because it's, you know, the kids who really like the structure and rigor of school and academics, they benefit from it. And the kids who are a little bit more movement-based, they also benefit from it. So it really does kind of make a win for everybody.
Well, it's like when you're working in your office, and sometimes I'm sitting there on the computer, I'm like, you know what, I need to get up, and I'll just get up and walk and get a bottle of water or something, and it's a break. And I think our kids need that. They're in school for 6 hours, so that break is very, they have a couple, but that's just another built-in one that we like.
And sometimes we forget kids can't do that,
correct?
Right? They don't get to just get up and walk around.
Yes.
They're stuck wherever we put them.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So the next question, we know biologically data-based, data-driven, that students in middle school benefit from starting school later. When the new middle school is established, could we have a later start time than 7:30, something that would be a little bit more appropriate for, you know, human development in the morning?
Yes, and I do appreciate this question, and this person's absolutely right
who
wrote that question
this.
In there. That is correct. The unfortunate part is transportation really kind of locks us into certain schedules. And we have two basic runs in the morning. We do a 7:12 run.
Yep.
Those drivers get out really early. They pick up our kiddos all across the community. They drop them off and literally go grab have a quick break, and they're picking up the next round for elementary.
Yep.
So the reverse happens in the afternoon. There isn't really time to have a third run or a different run. Years ago, we did have three runs. If you've been in the district a while, we had an elementary, then we had a junior high, and then we had a high school. And those three runs were difficult. That's part of the merger to two is just the time of picking up all the kiddos. There's a certain amount of time they have to have between one run and the next. And it's really down to a pretty science, I guess, with the transportation department. And we just don't have the time or the fleet to pick up other kids. I mean, there's a bus driver shortage all around.
Right.
And we use almost every bus on the roads daily between our preschool programs and, you know, picking up our own students here. So it's ideally, it would be great. I don't know if that would happen here.
Well, and also, isn't it true that the state requires us to go so many hours? So if we were to push back the start, it would also push back the end of the day, which would impact older students with jobs.
It does.
Caring for siblings.
We talked about that. And not that this should drive things, but there are athletics, whether it's school athletics, whether you're in a music
clubs,
activities. So it would push all of that back later. But yes, I think it'd be nice if they could sleep in, because we know that that's better for them. But it does push the day back, and there's kind of issues on the other side of that. So
Absolutely. Next question. If a child lives in our district but goes to another high school that does not offer sports, so I'm assuming this is referencing a private school or a charter school, can they play on the Whitmer team? Or participate in Whitmer clubs?
That's a very good question as well. We've had some real good ones this time. I actually had to double check on this. I've had this conversation with our athletic director, and I wanted to make sure that I was sharing correct information, but possibly. How about that for an answer?
Okay.
It depends on what school the child goes to.
Okay.
And then, is there another high school located closer than Whitmer? So it's this kind of crazy formula. OHSAA does kind of guide that and check for eligibility. So my possibly would be an answer, but I would always say check with our AD, because he could really walk you through, okay, this is a school I'm going. Is Whitmer the school that they would play sports at because they don't have it at their school, or is there something else? And he could help with that. It's not a cut and dry answer, but very good question, and always check before you make that decision as a family.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you usually end your podcast by asking everybody for their favorite Washington local memory. So now I'm going to ask something of you on the spot. So we had a comment on one of our posts today, actually on our district Facebook page, something about, and I don't know if this was intended to be kind or not, but somebody said, Washington Local always thinks that they're the best. And I said, well, we do tend to believe that we are one of the best offerings around. So when you look at Washington Local objectively from a distance, maybe you go to superintendent meetings, what is it that makes us different? What is it?
Wow, you're putting me on the spot. But you know what? I'll answer this because it's really easy for me. I've been in this district a long time. I live in another district. I made the decision to send both of my kids through Washington Local Schools for their entire career because we are different. I truly believe we have offerings that other schools don't do. When you look at our camps that we're doing and the things that we do for kids and the Imagination Station, you don't see that with other districts. We do so many unique things.
We do.
And then I will say this. Our staff, and maybe because I get to see inside or firsthand how they do that, but we have staff that go above and beyond for kids.
Oh my goodness, don't we?
And I guess I'm sure that happens other places, mm-hmm. and I don't see that, but I continue to be impressed with how we step up to help a family, a stranger, a parent. It just, all these just random stories, but I'm always so proud of those stories for our kids. So I love our district, and mm-hmm. I know I'm partial, but yeah. I made the decision to bring my family here because we do so many good things, and I would never regret that. I highly yep. recommend Washington Local Schools, and I truly think we are unique.
And you aren't the only one that's proud. When you run into a graduate somewhere, don't they always say, I went to Whitmer? They're so proud.
It's so funny
to be a Panther.
You can be on a vacation yeah. away, and you know, my husband and I live in kind of Whitmer gear, and so we'll see somebody, and they, did you go to Whitmer? Hey,
yeah.
Whitmer.
What year?
Yeah, and you do, you have this kind of common language.
Yep.
With people from Washington Local. So I love that. Love that about our community.
Me too. Me too. Well, thank you so much for answering the questions. We'll see if we have time for another one this school year, and maybe keep your eyes peeled online and in emails, and we'll see if we do another one.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!